All right, let's dive into the Junkie Sports page. Bish Bucks.
Well, speaking of the Nats, they lose the series in St. Louis. They lose.
The bats weren't hot last night.
Just four hits. They lose 8-1 to the Cardinals. Mike Soroka started. You know, he wasn't great. He threw 91 pitches in four innings. So, I mean, he only gave up a couple runs, but he threw a ton of pitches. So, had to go to the pen pretty early. Mason Thompson, who they just called back up after he's had two Tommy Johns. He had one in high school, and he had one just a few years ago. And they called him back up. He was one of the guys that they acquired in the Daniel Hudson trade. Mm. So Mason Thompson came in. I believe he faced six batters, and five of them scored.
Mm. Well, they've had problems with the bullpen all year.
Yeah, and Jackson Rutledge came in after that. He pitched an inning, two-thirds, gave up a couple hits and a run.
I was thinking about this. Do you think Riz is watching, or is he taking the break of, you know what, screw those guys? Taking a couple days watching. Off. I bet he's watching because he's wired that way.
Yeah, probably.
If you got fired from the show, would you listen to the show?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't. But you know, I'm different. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think Rizzo's just such a lifer. I just think
he may just be checking in. Like, now, you know, he wants another job. He may just be like
watching
all of the games.
It's possible.
He might be.
He doesn't have to sweat every pitch now.
Once Sonny goes to sleep, I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, he's used to staying up.
Yeah,
he's not going to just go to bed.
He loves baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I think he probably...
So he might bounce around a little bit.
He probably is watching.
He wants another job. He said that.
Yeah. It doesn't require him watching.
Maybe he's watching White Sox games.
Well, in some ways, to kind of know what's going on, you can't completely unplug if you're going to do an interview in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember when I asked him we had him on Wednesday, I said, do you think you'll be a GM next year? So he says, he basically said, I hope so.
He'd like to.
He'd like to be, yeah. So anyway, so the Nats lose 8-1. They'll go play Milwaukee in Milwaukee for a three-game series starting tonight to close out the first half. Of course, the All-Star game is Tuesday, and we'll see James Wood and Mackenzie Gore there. And the Brewers have been hot. They just swept the Dodgers. They've got really good starting pitching, so they're going to have to face Brandon Woodruff, who was out for a couple of years with an arm injury, and he came back in his first start. He was dominant, and they're also going to have to face Freddie Peralta. So they're going to have to face two pretty good arms in Milwaukee, so we'll see what they can do offensively. Valdez, the Orioles sweep the Mets in a doubleheader yesterday.
They're starting to creep up a little bit.
Yeah.
If they would have just played like this in May, they'd be in the mix for a wild card. I mean, they're about 6.5 out in a wild card. That's a lot. But
they're still probably 8 games under 500 or so.
Oh, no. I think they're more than that.
I'd have to check.
58 and 41, maybe? Or 50, 42, maybe something like that. 42 and... I'm sorry, 40. No, you're right. 42 and 50.
They're playing
there
well.
There you go. 8 games under 500.
And after the deadline, I guess, second half of the season, they should be getting some players back from injury.
Well, I think they're 5 games over 500 since they fired Hyde.
Yes. Mancino's been doing a fantastic job.
And then yesterday, Gunnar Henderson hit a bomb. I think that was in the 7th.
It was a pinch hit bomb.
So they beat the Mets 3-1 there.
Hey, did you hear the rendition of the national anthem that some guy did? I think it was for the second game.
Severely auto-tuned?
I don't know.
Was it AI?
It's I don't know what this is, but here, listen to this.
All right.
So weird.
Did he have something in his mouth?
No, it's like hooked up to like DJ equipment.
Why'd they do that? Did they have nobody?
I just think they're just trying to try something new.
So
that's awful. I think.
Did people boo or anything?
There's a lot of people confused in the stands afterwards, like what Barstool tweeted it out. And then people were mad.
So they're just trying to do something different.
Was it actually like a person singing or was it a DJ playing?
No. He's singing, but his mic.
His mic is connected to the board and they're doing the auto tune. It's bad, man.
I've heard worse. I didn't hate it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
It's Carl Lewis.
Like, it's like disrespectful. Though.
So is screaming O in the middle of it, but nobody seems to care about that.
I had a poor girl this year. Fans. And when I do the swim meets and I have to be announcer every once in a while, you know, sometimes I just play a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll just go on my Spotify and pick a regular thing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they'll say, hey, we like this girl to do a song or whatever. And so this, like, maybe fifth or sixth grader comes up. Sweet little girl, and she starts singing, but she doesn't know the lyrics. So she's looking at her phone,
mm-hmm.
and it ran out of the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't. Choked. She froze and didn't know what to do. Like, I don't know if it was on page two. Felt so bad, and then you know, just
well, she didn't
played out
anthem,
like
right?
instrumental. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
It's so funny because the TV.
It's like after the Rockets' red glare, she was done.
Yeah.
So the TV broadcasts are showing the guy do it, and like he's singing at the end, and then they. Pan to, I guess he has to be a veteran because he's an older gentleman and he's saluting the flag to this Daft Punk style auto-tuned national anthem.
Is he all, does he have like a weird look on his face? The guy?
No, he's very serious. Very. Yeah. Yeah. It's his national anthem.
Was that before the first game or the second game?
I believe it was before the second game.
Okay.
Well,
the thing which I noticed though, and it was before the game, and I'm trying to see what the attendance was there was nobody in the stands when he was singing that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they had nobody, and they're like, dude.
Well, then it might have been the 12 o'clock game.
We'll put you up to an auto-tune. Can you just belt this out real quick?
If nobody's there, it might have been the no.
Now, the paid attendance says 25,000, but if you look at the shots of him singing that song, and it's before the game, and if it is the early game, it's understandable, but it looked like nobody was there.
I could hear that again. Better than that girl last year at the All-Star game or Home Run Derby, whatever
she was hammered and
screaming.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely terrible, too, for sure.
So the Orioles swept the Mets in the second game. They win 7-3. Gunnar Henderson had three hits in that game, so he had a bomb doubleheader. And now they're 42-50. Yeah, you're right. So they're eight games under 500. They just had a horrible start to the season, had to fire Hyde, but they've been playing a lot better.
O's fans are bitter they traded Baker.
Yeah, Brian Baker, one of their relievers.
Yes, because they think that they have a shot at grasping the wild card. They actually draft, or they draft pick. I think it's like Ray's late first round pick.
For this draft?
For this draft.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, so the Red Sox have been pounding the ball. They did win 4-3 yesterday over the Rays, speaking of the Rays. But the Red Sox have won now seven straight. Only had four hits, but they win 4-3. Since the Devers trade, when they traded him on June 15th, they've been killing the ball. So Rafael Devers gone. You don't want to, you know, help the team win, play, you know, different positions. Let's bounce you, and play guys who actually want to help the team win. So that's what they've been doing. They've won seven straight. So they are currently in the wild card. If the playoffs started today, people, there'd be four teams from the AL East in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto.
That's New amazing.
York, yeah. Toronto, New York, Tampa, Boston, all would be in. Of course, got a long way to go. Speaking of the Yankees, man, bad loss, Drabby, for your Mariners last night. They're one game out of the last wild card. Brian Wu, their starter, had no hitter through seven. It may be into the seventh, then he gave up a couple hits, so they pulled him, but he still had a big lead. I think he had a 5-0 lead. Bullpen comes in, gives up four runs in the eighth and ninth. I think there was a walk-off. Yankees win 6-5. Bad loss for the M's.
Can't happen when you have a no-hitter going for a majority of the game.
That was bad. That was bad. All right, we talked about Cooper Flagg. He made his debut for the Mavs last night in Summer League out in Vegas. They beat the Lakers 87-85.
There was a weird bit where there were a couple times where they were, like, guarding each other.
Early in the game, I think Bronny hit a couple shots with Cooper on him.
So Cooper finished.
I think that was the only two shots he hit.
Cooper finished 5-for-21. All right. No, not great, but he did have six boards. He had four dimes. He had three steals.
He was super impactful.
He had that block at the end to before it led to the game-winning three that he assisted on. So they win 87-85. Bronny finished with, I believe, 8 points, 2-for-8, 1-for-6 from three, and he took a really bad shot that had no prayer, in my opinion, of going in late to try and win it.
I think Cooper Flagg is going to fit in perfectly into that Dallas Mavericks lineup. They're not going to have Kyrie Irving at the beginning. And who knows with Anthony Davis, he's oft injured. Mm-hmm. But that's a pretty loaded team. Yeah. I did see Klay Thompson has a celebrity girlfriend now.
Klay Thompson does? Yeah, oh yeah, I saw that too. Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
So who's Megan Thee Stallion?
That's some rapper chick.
She's like this hot rapper.
Yeah, I don't know if she's hot though. I know the name more than I know the face.
Hey, think about this.
I think a lot of people think she's hot.
They do.
Think about this. This will never happen here. This will never happen here.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Who's their GM? Is it Presti?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Presti? I don't know who their owner is. They just signed Jalen Williams, one of their stars, and of course they mm-hmm. won the NBA championship, to a 5-year, $287 million deal. They also signed Chet Holmgren to a deal, remember we were just talking about that yesterday, mm-hmm. to potentially $250 million. They signed SGA to $285 million. So they spent about $800 million on three players in the mm-hmm. last week.
They don't want to go the way that they went when they had Kevin Durant and Westbrook
That's
and James Harden in their prime.
That's crazy.
All those guys left.
Mm-hmm.
That young team that made it all the way to the finals, lost to LeBron James and the Miami Heat, broke up.
I know, that's just nuts.
And so they Three just players. Want to make sure that this team doesn't
in the next,
break up.
Next 5 years is going to make $800 million.
If those guys stay healthy, they're going to be a perennial contender.
I don't know. It's
probably, could repeat.
It's probably worth it. All right, Wimbledon. Men's semis today. Starting at, I believe, 9 o'clock, maybe 8:30.
I think 8:30.
All right, so Taylor Fritz, the American, will go with Alcaraz. It's the 2 versus 5 seed.
What's their history? Has Fritz beaten Alcaraz?
I'm not sure. So. Probably not in a major. And then at 10:30, Joker will play Sinner. So that'll be 1 versus 6. So you got 1, 2, 5, and 6.
I'm rooting for the old guy.
I am too.
I'm rooting for the old guy.
I was rooting for Sabalenka yesterday, but man, she's just an unforced error machine.
She's also a meanie. She had another little outburst, right? When about a let core. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, she gets fired up, no doubt.
But then she gave water to a fan that had passed out.
Yes, she did. She walked over and gave a water bottle to her.
Looks like Fritz is 0-2 against Alcaraz. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at Sinner against Djokovic, what do you think? 9 times they face each other.
Joker.
2 and 7.
Who's 2 and 7?
Joker has the winning record.
Yeah.
Sinner, 5 and 4.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the big tennis controversy yesterday? It had nothing to do with Wimbledon. There's this hedge fund manager named Bill Ackman.
Yeah. Who's 59
years
old.
Island
thing?
He played in the Rhode Island Tennis Hall of Fame Open or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit tennis tournament. He bought his way into a professional tournament and played doubles with Jack Sock, who I guess did some sort of comeback to play with him. This guy's worth $10 billion.
Yeah, I know exactly who he is. But I thought when I saw that, I thought, well, that must be some sort of the charity version of it. It was the real event.
He got a wild card. Like, he took someone else's spot because of his influence and his wealth.
Yeah.
Andy Roddick was furious about it. Said it was the biggest joke he's ever seen in tennis.
Yeah.
Of course, lost in 60 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 6-1.
Reminds me of a local producer that joined a pro tournament when he was...
Well, that was my own doing, though. Like,
well, that was an open.
Anybody could, yeah. could join
Certainly
that.
Wasn't because of his wealth.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But that's kind of a joke. You just can't let anybody with money
enter a pro tournament. I didn't understand the story.
Is Jack Sock playing pickleball now?
Yeah,
he plays a lot of pickleball.
Yeah, a lot of pick.
Yeah. See, this was just some random tournament he came back.
All right, last but not least, before we go to break, Chargers RB Najee Harris was injured during a 4th of July fireworks accident.
He banged up his eye.
Yeah, what is he doing?
How dumb are people?
He sustained a superficial eye injury. His agent says it's not bad. He'll be ready for the season.
As long as they're fireworks, you're going to have dummies blow themselves up.
Yes. So Najee Harris, I'm guessing
Add
you won't
to
do
the
that.
List of dummies.
I'm guessing you won't do that next July 4th.
Yeah.
There you go.
Freaking dummy.